This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This year's Sundance Film Festival is opening next week with a glitzy screening of the follow-up to former Vice President Al Gore's Oscar-winning documentary, An Inconvenient Truth. And the festival will also feature a subset of 14 documentaries about climate change. Sundance says this is about film, not politics. But as we know, climate change is a politically charged issue. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Last summer, Sundance organizers were discussing how they thought filmmakers were shying away from making movies about the environment. Maybe it's too complicated. Maybe it's too political. John Cooper, the director of the film festival, says they weren't trying to be political. They just wanted to give people a chance to have the discussion. Then they started getting submissions.
Not only were we already planning on making it something, we actually had the films to back it up.
The subset of films and projects is called The New Climate. And the issues range from a discussion of climate science to a profile of workers at a Chinese recycling factory. Ann Merchant is with the National Academy of Sciences.
Film and television give such an opportunity to give voice to those stories.
Ed Maybach agrees. He's director of the Center for Climate Change Communication at George Mason University.
Climate scientists are trying desperately to share what they know with the public about our changing climate, but they simply don't have a platform from which to tell stories.
Folks at Sundance say they're not sure if the new subset's going to be permanent. The festival starts next week. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.